Hey world, how's it going? It's Johnny Wizard here again, trying to communicate to ourselves about our failures to communicate clear on these issues that are critically important to the survival of our human species. I'll tell you again, the answer to everything is Bush for 9/11. He did it with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. You get him arrested for that, and all these other problems will resolve on their own. But that requires a little bit of faith, and people have so very little faith in justice, and God being of truth and wisdom, that I'll have to continue on now and tell you about all the other ways in which our world is falling apart. I'll give you perhaps good solutions, and it still won't get to the core of our problems with the nature of the demon Antichrist commanding people that don't have abilities to actually do much of any kind of critical thinking. They don't have belief structure per se. They're just dictated to and follow mindlessly as slaves, essentially. So the center problem is Bush committing 9/11 mass murder in New York City, and then it continues on sacrificing American soldiers' lives in contempt for the value of their lives. Truly, you know, so we would go to Israel.
Israeli military officials stress they're fighting this war very differently than Hezbollah.
He's shooting 1,700 rockets so far, including the rockets of today. All of them were addressed to the cities, to the settlements, to the villages, to hit the innocent population. And we are acting exactly the opposite. We address all the fire to hit the terrorists.
Okay, we have the 50 people that were murdered there in the town. They say, well, it could have been a Katyusha rocket launch site. It's a bomb shelter where all these children were huddled in the basement. We demand evidence indicating that a missile came from that building. If they have no evidence, you execute with extreme prejudice any IDF soldier that supports that strike. You get who's responsible for aiming the missile there or the bomb. You execute that Nazi fucker. And then you go through the IDF. You say, anybody else who supports the murder of those children, kill it. You know, they keep saying, well, you have to prove that a rocket didn't come from there. It's the other way, as I've indicated in my last broadcast, commenting about Perez the devil. You know, everything he says is contrary to our shared reality, acceptable by even corporate news standards. You know, they don't attack civilians. Well, you do, because you kill anybody who's driving in a truck. You blew up all the infrastructure. You know, like, picking people off indiscriminately. We just saw, you can see this stuff on the news. The guys are at the border. They're going, well, we're just shooting endless rounds into Lebanon. Where's it going? Oh, nobody knows. We're just shooting the stuff. Tens of thousands. You know? They got landmines all throughout Lebanon that they've left there to kill people indiscriminately. They're using cluster munitions that Ronald Reagan said deserve executions. Those who, like Rumsfeld, will throw cluster dead landmines indiscriminately throughout residential communities. And if your child goes near this thing that looks exactly like an emergency food packet, your child will be blown into pieces. Now, Reagan said, as an American Patriot warrior, he said, I've seen so many terrible evils in this world. Let's kill these Nazi fuckers who use this form of weaponry, because it just indiscriminately slaughters innocent people who've got no power either way. If you're not aiming it at anybody and you're just killing people indiscriminately, it's really hard to serve a political cause for the betterment of anyone. Now, the Nazi soldiers have been interviewed on Fox News, the spokespeople from the IDF, and they'll go, oh yeah, in fact, one guy, he even says, we're totally opposite from Hezbollah. We only do precision strikes when we kill Lebanese children, while Hezbollah just indiscriminately attacks our poor people here in Israel. Well, first of all, most of the towns in Israel are military bases. That's why you're never shown who these people are. Second, you have to already acknowledge, as a person who lives in Israel, as a so-called Jewish person, that you're victimizing innocent people. You are stealing an innocent person's home as a political function of your criminal body. Right? That's accepted by everyone. All Jews concur, even the Nazi Jews say, well, we deserve it. God said we could steal an innocent person's home and make them suffer, put them in a concentration camp and deprive them food and water. We're the good guys from the book. You know, and then you look at the book, and the book says God comes down and condemns those who steal the Jews' name and victimize the innocent, to steal our values, to steal our worths. Right, but they'll say that they're opposite of what Hezbollah does. Well, Hezbollah's got, or anybody who's trying to liberate themselves from the tyrannies of Israel's injustice, has very little ability for recourse. Israel won't speak reason, right? They can't negotiate honorably across an open table because they're thieving an innocent person's property. They put people in prison without trial, without evidence. They say, what's the guy's crime? He's a Lebanese guy. You know, he's a Palestinian Christian who tried to eke out a living in this world honorably. And we just kidnap him, put him in prison. I mean, this guy got no lawyer. We might even torture his children. That's why they can't negotiate an honorable settlement. They're criminals. Victimizing our God. Right? So, I would suggest that we arrest and have executed those in Israel who use cluster munitions against civilian populations, and including, of course, in the military affairs, who are connected to Donald Rumsfeld. Those who are responsible for these throwing indiscriminately landmines throughout all over Iraq. We can see that the Nazi forces, enemies of creation, attack people indiscriminately to be our enemies in hopes and prayers that we, in turn, as humanity's protectors, will gun down these enemies. And remember, Rumsfeld's strategy is to do just that. And he'll sit back in the sidelines with the neocons, basking in the luxury of our stolen wealths, while we shoot back at each other, because he can leverage the ignorance of the soldier grunt who's got no mind to think for himself. He's got no leadership even. Even if you're trying to be an honorable soldier in the American military, you can't even barely try to do that because your commander, like Buford Blunt, like Stephen Russell, Baring, as a commander, says he enjoys torturing innocent people to death for his pleasure. He's not gunned down. Stephen Russell indiscriminately slaughters people. He's not gunned down. Sattler would order the murder of men and boys from the ages of 10 to 55. You'd kill it for that. Any American patriot warrior would, but realize, Rumsfeld counts on the fact that there are no honorable soldiers in the American military forces. Very rare does a man stand up proud in defense of the American flag. You know, there's all these other Nazi vermin, like Perez, like some of these IDF spokespeople, who say we only do precision strikes, and the Hezbollah evildoers hide behind children in bomb shelters. We have the town of Matula. It's right on the border with Lebanon. The people there, as Mark Potter reported from MSNBC, essentially a military base, but the people who live in Matula on Israeli territory, well, it's not really Israeli territory. Like, the blue line isn't the border line. They just eat up land and steal your home. But the people who live there will tell you, Mother Earth moves landmines that they set to kill innocent Lebanese children with. Mother Earth moves it through the earth into the over their line, you know, their borderline between themselves and Lebanon. So they always have to worry about getting too close to that, to the line, because Mother Earth will move the landmines under their own feet. And often people who live in no Jews live there, you know, don't worry about that. No Jews die there. No real Jewish people support the Zionist cause of indiscriminate warfare, as Matula indicates, because at Matula, you can see perhaps 25, 30 miles into Lebanon, and you can see villages. It's a very huge, it's a really beautiful place. You can see for such great distances, and Mark Potter there for MSNBC tells you they're going section by section, just indiscriminately slaughtering all the people they can see for this great distance. not Jewish people. No, IDF Nazi grunts who get off on this. You know, they're picking off all the houses, whatever. They're just killing people indiscriminately. And I'll play the audio, and you can hear it yourself. But, I mean, that's all, sort of a microcosm of what's going on. Perez, the devil, he'll say, well, those houses could have had rocket launchers under them. You know, they bombed a mosque full of women and children, right? Or so I've heard anyway. Got to get some further confirmation on this. But they admit to bombing schools. You know, people are being murdered, and they say, well, it could have been a Hezbollah hideout. We know that they'll put themselves among civilians. They're so terrible. They're willing to kill innocent Lebanese people. And then they bomb apartment buildings. Okay? Now, as the son of man, to me, it's just, you know, it's a fiction evil. It's only existing because CNN and coast-to-coast news hosts won't allow any people to explain it to you, to have you understand who the victim here is. You know, when they indiscriminately shoot all trucks on the road, and Perez says that those aren't civilian strikes, those people's lives aren't really anything of value, because it could have been a Hezbollah guy. It could have been a Hezbollah. They would drive trucks. You know, this is an evil, you know, that is very real. And it's life and death, creation, there's a God, you know. But the situation is that you want to defend the innocent. You don't want to victimize innocent people to steal their land, steal their property, and tell vicious lies against our interests, as Fox does, Fox News, like every fucking day. You know, Sean Hannity needs to be tried for war crimes for the treasonous conduct. He's shown us the American Patriot Warriors. He'll lie to American soldiers. He'll say, Ahmadinejad says the Holocaust never happened. Now, he keeps any of the other lies. It's every day on anything, any subject that's relevant to the survival of freedom for anyone. You can be sure he'll be siding for the fascist enemy forces. So Sean Hannity will tell you it's okay to kill civilians because, you know, they're so despicable that they might be hiding a rocket launcher in their basement. So you kill them. Anybody as a citizen of Lebanon who believes in Christ and doing good deeds for others, Sean Hannity is in support of the murder too. Like, why would you want to murder this person? Why would you support that kind of conduct by demanding no ceasefire? Like, that makes any sense? That doesn't make sense at all. It's only Condoleezza Rice who doesn't want to be executed, of which she will be, by America for the crime she committed on 9/11. She's the one who has the documents on her desk 2 days prior to 9/11 outlining their strategy to get into Afghanistan. You know, these are not false allegations. You know, and that's, you know, people wonder, well, how is it that I get away with what I say? Because these are substantiated facts. It's not my opinion. I'm not like Sean Hannity. I'm not deliberately trying to mislead you to have you sacrifice your kids for the Zionist cause of treating people unjustly, unfairly, to fall victim by murder, and Sean Hannity to say, yeah, you're in the supporting that ultimate utopia for yourself, all alone in this universe. If you believe in karma, you can see that's, well, why would I want to kill myself? Why do I want to commit suicide? Sean Hannity says that's a wise endeavor to support. You know, and of course the problem with Sean Hannity, with all these guys, is you're not allowed to have, Alan Combs is alright in respect to the comments he makes, but he never goes out on his own, and he knows, we all know that Bush did 9/11, WTC Building 7. You know, I'm sure that Combs actually had somebody on his radio there, Alex Jones in fact it was, called Alan Combs on his radio station, and I'm sure they spoke briefly on the WTC towers. I mean, the video speaks for itself. But Alan Combs, he don't care, man. Bin Laden did it, man. And yet he's the hero there. You know, nobody hates Combs because he's fighting our cause against that demon Bush bitch enemy.
But really, Alan Colmes, why wouldn't he support American soldiers' interests by informing them that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Mohammed Atta, 9/11's terrorist mastermind ringleader? Does he believe that the soldiers don't have the intellects, thinking that those sentences are too complex? Are they? I don't know. In fact, some kids do tell me that this is part of the problem. You know, I've spoken to the children that CBC put out at their booths, like when you go where they all even have their in-houses and all these other things. Every time CNN engages the public, they always put a child in there. It's always a student or whatever. Don't put nobody who might be a producer or something, because somebody might hold them to account sitting so near the public there when they do their let's get out into the populace and pretend we're one of them thing. Of which there's good guys that work there, but you get fired if you get too smart, eh? But it doesn't take much to realize that they're deliberately working to mislead us. And then we can see that the values they hold in respect to our rights as the human species are practically none. Like, we get so much of this, Israel got another rocket, and of course these are terrorist acts, we would claim, right? We're saying, maybe somebody else was injured in Haifa. Oh, look at the guy in the gurney who's not injured at all, screaming for mercy with his wrists going there, you know that guy? He's not even injured. I think that's part of the Zionist agenda. You'll see that in the media. You know, they'll show you people in Israel that don't have a scratch on them, and yet they'll tell you how terrible it is that a rocket is coming here. Well, you know that they're bombing apartment buildings on the other side that they don't show, right? And you know that, because they do show it, you do see it, and you know what I'm talking about. In Beirut, you see these huge bombs. Got to be like 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound bombs are just dropping, you know, downtown. Like, you know, real people are being murdered. Real property is being destroyed. Condoleezza Rice, no ceasefire, but somebody start donating money and they'll manage things for us there now. Fuck you. Condoleezza Rice needs to be arrested, man. So they tell us, as our spokespeople, as our news professionals, that we're direly concerned for anybody who should fall victim to Katyusha rockets that come into Israel as victims to terrorist offenses. Innocent people being murdered. Well, shouldn't their concern be with those who live in Lebanon? Considering the Haifa, one of the original strikes there left craters in the ground of like 12 inches. You know, you go, well, what did that? It would have had to have been in Israeli territory. No? But I don't know. Later on, we'll show you some big rockets. We'll show you the Zionists kill some more Jews, boy, and then we'll prove our point clearer than ever. You know, these are not traits of a free liberating military to strafe the ground indiscriminately, as they're doing. We have it on video. They showed it on Mark Potter there, MSNBC's Mark Potter. You know, they're just killing people for nothing. And they're sick people. I mean, really sick and twisted. Because you got to remember, if you express admirable human traits, such as compassion for another human being, as someone of God, you go to jail, man. They'll put you in prison in Israel. So that's the kind of culture that they're terrorized with on a day-to-day routine basis. Now, from what I understand, in Israel, part of the result, the cultural result, is that people have turned away from religion completely. And I don't know what the official numbers are, but people tell me that part of the result of that form of tyranny it's always been this way since it was founded on stolen ground. You know, and the Balfour Declaration states specifically, you're not going to steal anybody's land. That's what gave them their so-called justification to begin with. And it states right in the Balfour Declaration, don't fucking steal anybody's land. You have no right to touch anybody's stolen house. Okay, so what did they do? First day, stole people's houses. You know, and again, why would Jewish people do that? Jewish people wouldn't do that, especially after World War II. You know, Jewish people wouldn't do that. Realize, you know, of all the sufferings and sorrows that were wrought against our world by Hitler, you know, banked by Bush's grandfather, we knew that the allegations that Hitler made against a religious people were unfounded, because all people are all people, uniquely themselves, similar in rights and respect and courtesy. But no, they're going to indiscriminately murder ourselves, saying they're fighting on our side.
Okay, and also, can you ask your cameraman to go into the area that's being shelled upon, see if we can see more evidence of this? And while
Howard Smith, can we go back into that area that's being shelled?
As we do that, do you know where these rockets are being launched from? Have you seen the positions there in
again, I want to be clear, this is artillery, not rockets. Israeli Defense Force artillery and tank fire. And it's all around us. I mean, this town is, if you can envision the tip of a sphere, there's a peninsula that goes up into Lebanon, surrounded on all sides by Lebanon. This is the tip of it, and all around the edges are the artillery units. At night, it's kind of a hard place to sleep because they're firing all night long on all sides of you. And again, it's all outgoing fire. And so these units are behind us, to the side of us, all around, and they're aiming at certain spots in Lebanon. They seem to pick different sections as they go through the day. And again, we've also seen air attacks, and they're very loud when they hit. This is all artillery and tank fire.
Now, Mark, I'm curious, when you say it's all outgoing fire, they've got to be firing upon not Lebanese civilian communities, but Hezbollah militants. That's what the directive has been throughout all of this. So are the Hezbollah...
Well, that's what they say they're hitting.
Well, okay, so that, but these Hezbollah militants, why are they not firing back in your direction? Are they not capable of it? Do we know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. One thing I can tell you is that in talking to the patrol units, they hit some of these spots repeatedly to make sure that people who may have fled don't come back. And they're worried if there are people there that they don't stick their heads up and try to do something. They try to force them to stay underground if they're in bunkers. I can't answer your question as to specifically what they're going for, but in general we're told that there are Hezbollah targets all along here. There's some bunkers down here in a field that's all burned up that they say they went after early in the conflict. There's all along this ridge, they say, the Hezbollah fighters set up in the last six years, right on the edge of Matula, and that's their big concern right
now.
And
Mark,
push them away.
Andy is telling me I have to wrap, but I want to ask this one last question. When they hit a house, it is because Hezbollah militants, they have very much dug into these homes, and don't they kind of go behind the cloak of just a regular residence, and they that's where they put these launchers and other supplies and their weapons caches, right?
That's right. We saw a picture the other day of a rocket launcher sitting next to one in the shade of a mosque. And they are in houses, and they're in neighborhoods, and that's the difficulty. That's what the Israeli authorities, the military officials say, it makes it so hard for them because they're thoroughly mixed in with the civilian population.
Well, that's it right there. You know, in this video, they're going section by section. You can see 20 miles into the distance, and they're just picking off all the houses, all the people, you know. And all our answers to what this conflict is about is right there in Matula. You know, there's no firing, nobody's doing anything, but they're killing civilians because they could be Hezbollah. They could maybe have weapons in their basement. They don't have any evidence, right? So they get to kill, commit first-degree acts of murder as Bushite enemy forces, Nazi grunts. What is the difference between what they're doing in Matula to what the Nazis did? Yeah? They're slaughtering civilian populations. It could be terrorists. In fact, that's exactly what Hitler's SS would say. They'd go, well, those are terrorists. We're here to protect you. It's the same, exactly the same. These are Nazis. You know, they're murdering innocent people. They go, well, they hide those despicable terrorists among women and children, so we have to indiscriminately slaughter all the innocent women and children because the Hezbollah is so evil. Well, do you have any evidence that there's anybody firing at you from this location? None whatsoever. They're just picking off fucking people. They're just picking off houses, and you can see it in the video that they showed on MSNBC. Blow up that house. Kill these people. Kill those people. Oh, I see somebody moving over there. And there's video like that from the Iraq conflict, too, where you'd have the same Nazi forces thinking those same demonic thoughts. They figure they can just kill anybody who's moving. In fact, they have the farmer guys, the two farmers, whose crime is that they throw away the only gun they have between them. The guy runs out to a field, throws away his only gun, and the guy who's getting ready to kill him
The Bushite grunt is going, yeah, he just threw away his gun. Let's come back to his pickup. Okay, kill him. Kill him. I see somebody moving over there. Kill them, too. Kill them. And there's the full version of that. The one that's on many websites isn't the full version. The full version, you see it right from beginning to end. They don't know anything about these guys. They're just two guys pick up, drive up in their pickup truck. They're watching them, talking, throw away their gun, come back, and then they're murdered. And the demons that commit these crimes, they're laughing. You know, and they drop bombs on women and children who are walking down the street. And they see them. They're only children, helpless. They're not threatening anybody. They're just slaughtering people. But that's what they're doing in Matula. These are Nazi war crimes. Right? That's how CBC's reporting this. Not all, but for the most part. And Fox News is 100%. You can't even consider, you know, anything in respect to their irrationalisms, because they won't allow anybody smart enough to put them down where they rightly belong. They don't take those calls. They pretend they take the calls. It's interesting, all these new guys. I'll call Tucker Carlson's show right away, see if I can get some response there. But they all have this. You know, they have their phone numbers. Send us email. Let us know what you think. Oh, yeah, we're totally open to communicate with you guys. Oh, we never heard about that email that went to every single Fox employee's email address, maybe well over 15 times. You know? Bush did 9/11 according to the FBI. Muhammad Atta was funded by Mahmoud Ahmad. According to the FBI, Bush is guilty. Kill him already. You know? You can't say that. He murdered all these people, according to the FBI, or was part of the criminal conspiracy first directly. Like, right there, he cannot plead stupidity, as he does in everything. And he doesn't even have to try faking it. You know? It's just these things that, of course, he doesn't understand, but these mechanisms he's had playtime with in Texas, where he can do practically anything to the Texan people, and they can't defend themselves, no matter what, because there's no media. Everything's, the government's in fact run by private corporations, and there's no conspiracy there. That's actually how it's run, the government. You know, I think when he was governor, he'd sit like 2 or 3 days a year and just okay all the changes that were made by private corporations. No joke, that's what Texas is. Anyway, my point is this. CNN, CBC, Fox News, they all know Bush did 9/11. You know, I've sent them emails. Everybody else has also. But they play our soldiers as naive, as totally ignorant, you know, completely blind, or just fascist Nazi cowards who get off on victimizing innocent people because they think we're not strong enough to stand up in defense of ourselves, like a real Marine would. And they're, you know, from what I understand, the research I've done, there are 15 individuals in the entire American military forces that need to be arrested, tried, and executed for ordering soldiers to indiscriminately murder people. You know, they need to be executed for those Nazi offenses. That's a Nazi offense. It's a first-degree mass murder. There's only 15 of them. Now, they're going to continue to command soldiers to irrationally sacrifice their lives for the neocon. It's like CBC. Like I say, I've talked to so many people that work there, and I'll tell you, most people are okay. They're not bad individuals, right? They're not up to saving the world or anything necessarily. You know, they might be more prone now than they were prior, but the fact remains is it's individual producers, a small clique of neocon conservative, kill innocent people, steal their money, give Israel cash, and we'll get kickbacks also, maybe. You know, no Jews involved in that, outside of those that go to prison fraudulently in Israel. But for being Jewish, right, you knew that. If you're a soldier and you disagree with murdering an innocent person to steal their house, you go to prison in Israel. So the prisons are filled with Jews, because that's what a Jew would do. A Jew would say, my religion teaches that I don't victimize innocent people, actually. I want to treat others with respect, because we're all made in God's image. Why do I want to treat an innocent person unfairly? What if the whole political structure did that? We'd all be committing suicide here. And look at what took place there. You know, the soldier, from all evidence, it does indicate the soldiers who were sacrificed and the others that were kidnapped were done so on Lebanese territory. Well, you can see CNN, CBC, Fox News, they don't want to tell you that, do they? That the Israeli government was working to kill Jews for financial profit and then committing the crimes as we've witnessed. Continuing with Condoleezza Rice, no ceasefire against the innocent, while Bush gives these demon enemies more bombs to indiscriminately kill ourselves. That's the problem. That's what all religion's about, is that I'm trying to get you to realize that that's a part of who you are. These innocent children being sacrificed, and CBC, CNN, Fox News telling you only about the terrible missiles that are coming into Haifa. Likely another military town. These aren't, again, these towns very rarely contain anything reminiscent of what we normally understand humanity to be about. You know, they have to scour the globe looking for people who will live in these locations. And the offer is, look, we'll give you a free house. We're going to steal it from some innocent person who worked an honest day's wages to bring home food to feed his family. And he's loved by all. We're going to go into his house, steal all his property, give it to you personally. Right? And we're going to send him off to live in a concentration camp. Okay, so they have to scour the globe for people like this. Now, they're not Jewish by race, you know. If you understand a little bit about who the Jewish people are, you'll know that those individuals, if we're attributing it to a race, have to be the great Jews that live in Ethiopia. They're all black guys. Abraham was a black guy. You know that, right? You know, like, this is the thing. None of these guys are Jewish. Yeah, shut up. You know? It's a religion, okay? Anybody can be Jewish. It's not excluded everybody else because you don't have a bulbous nose.
Do you want to destroy Israel, Ms. Arakat?
I want to ensure stability, security, and freedom for all people, and that's not going to happen with occupation.
Right.
You said
but you don't want to. You don't want. Is that a,
Bill,
I don't want to destroy?
About, I don't want to destroy any nations, absolutely not, least of which do I want to destroy Lebanon or the Palestinian people. You asked me about the CBS poll. Well, you mentioned it. Do you know, I don't think that our viewers know that Israel actually occupied Lebanon for 18 years and that in the past 6 years alone, it's launched 11,782 missiles over the Lebanese border. In comparison, Hezbollah has launched 100 missiles over the border. Did American viewers know that? Did they know?
Well, look,
that
all
Israel
I can go by. I don't, I'm not going to do a missile count for you, but
we,
all I can tell
should.
You is...
You should check your figures,
no, I mean,
Bill.
Look,
we have to do a missile count.
We have to deal with
why.
Reality here. And the reality,
and the reality is why.
The reality
why
is this.
Happening? Why is the world angered at Israel's attack on a civilian population?
Ms. Arakat was just fantastic in this interview. That Bill O'Reilly granted us. But again, it reminds us that Bill O'Reilly's got no concern for the truth. He knows, as does Sean Hannity and all these other demon enemy betrayers of the human cause, that they're assisting the escape of the Bush mob for 9/11. And me and you know, as my listener, the soldier mind, he don't care either way. He doesn't have an ability to care. There's no real love for our family members, really. You know, soldiers will get other soldiers killed for $5 or a nickel or kill Americans for nothing. Yet the 3rd Infantry Commander, you know, this stuff is insane. Buford Bush Bitch Blunt, he's a Saudi Wahhabist. He commands the 3rd Infantry. He would command soldiers to indiscriminately murder people in the street for fun. And what was the result? They think they're being tough, those who wouldn't gun Buford Blunt down dead instantly. I mean, fuck, why wouldn't you kill that? But they didn't kill him immediately. So what was the result? A whole bunch of these Marines got fucking killed. You know, and you go, well, yeah, but we killed more of them than they of us. But so what? That's the thing. Like, so what? You just died for nothing. Because your commander wanted you to go against the American principle of justice and freedom for all people. You know, your commander... It's Stephen Russell. He'd do the same thing. He'd go, we're punishing a city. And then all these fucking Marines died. Yeah, but we killed more innocent women and children than they did of us as Nazi grunts. Yeah, but so what? You sacrificed your life for no better good. done nothing for nobody. But the neocon, you've given Rumsfeld his in way to take $10 billion a month that they're doing completely unaccounted for. Under American law, Rumsfeld, just for that offense alone, would be executed. You know, there's no paperwork here. They're just doing this. They're going, nobody in Congress is defending the American people. Like, look at what they've done in the relationship to Israel. Blindly support Israel no matter what. It's fucking crazy. That's not a democracy. That's not what the American Constitution talks about. How each individual congressman has to be held accountable to the people. And that's why we want to know what their specific personal votes are. Because then if they got it wrong, we can later go back and say, you don't represent our interests here. And you can vote in someone else. But you have a position now where all the senators, from what I understand, all of them, taking kickbacks, bribes, from the Zionist enemies in Israel, have blindly said all Americans support their position without thought, without question, without law, no matter what. That's fucking insane. That's not criminal conspiracy. That's America in a shithole or something. I don't understand. You know, well, I do. The problem is CNN's never going to have an individual like me allowed to speak because they hold your life in contempt. They don't listen to me and say, well, that guy would be a great host for a talk radio program where people could call in and he wouldn't censor anybody's voice. And then we could get to the heart of some of these very important matters that cost the lives of our own children, our own parents, our own brotherhood. You know, all these guys are dying. And John's got solutions that I can't find any disagreements with. This evidence thing makes perfect sense. It's like the simplest idea in the universe. And yet, what is it? Is Sean Hannity play pretending? Is he trying to con you into thinking something that's clearly not true? Like the Ahmadinejad, I've repeatedly, as people can see by witnessing my written materials and my speeches, I mean, over and over again, there's no evidence, and yet he'll still speak those demon lies to the American citizenry, still work to misinform them, try to demonize an individual who said so many great wise words. Ahmadinejad is no fucking Bushite, that's for certain. He's more of a leader. Now, does he do things that I disagree with? Well, most likely. That's how it is with every single relationship we have. You know, so ultimately, what we're trying to do here is bring about a world where our rights are respected, where a person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent. So that's Bin Laden. Bin Laden then, therefore, did not commit 9/11. So that means that when coast-to-coast radio hosts or Fox News enemies, along with most other corporate news professionals, tell us Bin Laden did 9/11, they are discrediting your rights as an American citizen to support justice for yourselves. That is what freedom is. Freedom absent justice is a bunch of little Nazi Bush bitches lying to you, trying to get you to sacrifice your rights to be free in this world. There is zero evidence. None of the hijackers are even alleged to be Al-Qaeda members. None. Which one? They didn't want any. That's how they were planning to get into Afghanistan. Zero connections. You know? Isn't that great? Evil is the deceived disguise. That can explain it. It's beautiful in its tragic way. But a lot of people can't comprehend it, so instead of just listening to me and going, well, I don't understand really a lot of what you're saying, but I can understand that evidence thing, John. That's the simplest idea in the universe. And when you say there's no evidence indicating Bin Laden played any part in 9/11, and I can't find anything, and yet when I look, the FBI say the guy responsible for funding the thing is walking away scot-free as Bush's buddy, I begin to realize, you know, we are being left forsaken to die on a cross somewhere to the neocon, God betrayers, who aren't interested in protecting your rights. They're interested in stealing your cash through the sacrifice of your child or your parent. So we have to take a stand against these enemies of ourselves. Now, there's very few of them. That's the thing. People are very, very often surprised by this. You know, like I say, with CBC, most of the people there are okay. CNN's probably likely similar. But you have individuals in corporate control. It's just like a boss at your business, right? You know, wherever you're working. You've had a real job at some point in your life, I'm sure. You have a boss. You know, they're not being run by the public. You know, there should be public accountability, but there isn't, right? They pretend there is. They say, phone our 1-800 number. Send us an email. We want to hear what you have to say. Well, don't you think they'd be responding to statements I've made myself, personally, in respect to defending FBI officers? Don't you think, like, that's what I'm saying? If their bosses who say no, if there is an employee there that might be interested in serving for Canadian soldiers' interests in defending their lives, in fact, you know, understand that the boss there will not allow those things to be reported. They're true. They'll save the lives of the American soldier, most certainly. But Rumsfeld won't be able to rip off $10 billion a month. You know, no paperwork involved. The World Bank and the IMF won't be, or the IMF in particular, when we're speaking on Iraq, won't be able to confiscate all their assets, all their wealth. You know? Boudreaux won't be able to rape children anymore. Or women, or whatever. You know? These lawless disciples of the demon Antichrist would be arrested. We'd be hunting them down to the ends of the earth, going, anybody who rapes women wearing an American uniform will be executed. Guaranteed. Fucking right. You're not going to pirate the American flag for your satanic behaviors as enemies to all of life itself, including the Creator. You know, these individuals are wearing American uniforms torturing innocent people. They don't have the intellects, obviously, but that's what evil is. It's always dumb. They don't understand. That doesn't make sense. You want to get them to say something, and you're going to torture them to death, practically. Right? In many cases, the people actually die from their injuries. You want them to say something. You work with Bin Laden. We got another positive ID here, or whatever. And that gives you justification. But what about crime scene leads? What about probable cause? They don't have the intellects. And they don't want you to have that power. They don't want you to have that freedom because they themselves are slaves. They're bush whores. Their contempt for the American people is blatant and naked. That's why they'll never show you these guys. That's why they'll never show you the Jewish settlers. The so-called Jewish settlers. You know, this conflict that's been going on for 50 years. CNN will never send a camera crew to show you who these people are. Like, interview them. Just talk to them for a couple minutes. Why? Because they're openly bigoted, racist, Nazi vermin. They talk about killing innocent people. They don't deserve to live in houses. They should, you know, they just say the most horrendously derogatory comments against people you know to be innocent and committed no criminal offense. They just go, they're Christians, you know, and just like Hitler was against the Jews. You know, that's the same. These guys would be right at home under Hitler's leadership. They'd be rooting Hitler on, sigiling fucking right to their graves. So they never show you those guys. Because you'd know right away, well, that's a bad guy. You're telling me that me, myself, as an American taxpaying citizen, is giving individuals like this upwards to exceed $150,000 to get them to move out of that stolen house, and then perhaps they'll just steal another house, and I've got to give them more cash again? Hundreds of thousands of dollars to this openly racist individual who's got total contempt for the Jewish people? Yeah, that's why they won't show it to you. They'll never. CBC has. We've had documentaries that have covered it in Canada. Not very often, but I mean, there's been numerous times in Canada where we've met these monsters in documentaries or in the occasional newscast. And that's what they are. You have to be. To steal an innocent person's home, steal his family album of memories? Yeah? Like, what kind of person is that? Right? So they'll never show you that. Because it's every real human being right away would go, well, if we can't arrest it, let's at least stop giving it more money to feed on more innocent victims, which are of ourselves. Right? They know what they're doing is a crime against God. They know they have nothing to say to you. They know you can see them for what they truly are. Not a single one of them is a Jew. You're not allowed to be Jewish in the IDF. You're put into prison if you're... Israel says you have to join the military. You have no choice as a child. If you disagree, you go to prison. So that's the thing. If you disagree with murdering innocent people, stealing their property, going directly against Jewish scriptures, they put you into prison. These forces are pure Nazi evil.
The results of this airstrike are the perfect microcosm of a debate going on here in Lebanon over Israel's tactics in this war. Are Israeli forces simply trying to punish Hezbollah, or are they also punishing the ordinary Lebanese people? This truck depot was effectively obliterated very early on in Israel's ongoing campaign against Lebanese targets. Israel says it was a legitimate target because these trucks could have been used to transport weapons to Hezbollah. The Lebanese government and the Lebanese people say that these trucks never transported anything more than food and livestock.
Now, I have a quote. If somebody needs it later, I'll find it. But it's from Sean Hannity. He says it's okay to kill the civilian populace of Lebanon because they could have weapons in their basement. It's the same irrationalism, the same satanic behavior. Why not kill all the people in the United States of America because they could have Bin Laden DVDs hidden underneath their mattresses? You know, we have... Pantano will tell you this. After he slaughtered those guys, they say, oh yeah, well, the house, I found a DVD Bin Laden video. Who cares? We know he's a demon enemy, will be executed for the first degree murders he committed. But they have their own reasons for killing Bushite. You know, any Iraqi, please kill any Marine you see. You kill it. Why? Because it won't defend you. It won't even defend itself. It won't defend America. It won't defend its brother. It won't defend anybody. It's a fucking coward who fucking indiscriminately murders the people in Iraq. If it's not directly responsible for murdering innocent people in the street, it is directly responsible for thieving all the Iraqi assets. They've stolen the emergency water provision money. This money is to stave off the deaths of children who are dying from waterborne illnesses. Negroponte stole that money for himself to refurbish parts of his embassy because it's a coward and it's an enemy of freedom. It's an enemy of every living human being. It knows Bush did 9/11, but fucking forbids itself and forbids America to stand with virtue, with strength, with honor. It refuses. Instead, guns you down as a victim. Because you won't stand up now. My friends, you must try. You must do anything and everything you can to save America. They're indiscriminately murdering people. We see them. Bill Hemmer, all these guys, all the Fox News staff that are sitting there with the soldiers. They say, well, we're just shooting endless rounds, you know. They've shot more. Well, fuck, I don't even know what the total is. You know, the last number that went across the screen at the bottom was 20,000. They're not targeting anything. They're just blowing people up indiscriminately as enemies to God. They only work to demonize the Jewish people. This is why they show you the children. There's a propaganda effort going on right now with the Zionists. What they'll do is they'll show you a guy. They've done this several times now. What they'll do is they'll show you a guy injured in Haifa. He's got no injuries. You see the guy shaking his wrists and stuff? You can see he's got no injuries, and you can see it's all a drama. But everybody can see it's a drama. Everybody sees him. That's the trick they play. Everybody can see that. So what they're trying to do is instill within you a hatred for the Jewish people. They want you to associate those demon behaviors with that of the Jewish culture. Now, Jewish people aren't like that. Now, unfortunately, the situation in Israel, very few people understand it. Ariel Sharon would have to scour the whole globe. He'd have to go to every country in the world, and this is what he'd do. They're still doing this. They go to every country, they go to some little community, and they go, listen, do you want to pretend you're a Jew? We'll steal somebody's house, but you'll have to live in it, and we'll give you a fucking endless amounts of cash, but you have to call yourself a Jew. Now, when they approach a Jew anywhere, in Russia, in Canada, in the United States, when they approach a Jew with that, I encourage Jews to shoot these Nazi fucks. These fuckers are enemies of us all. But when they approach real Jews, the real Jews go, what are you, ungodly? How evil can you be? to encourage me to steal an innocent person's property. And then, of course, they promise you all the person's personal belongings. You get to keep everything that's in his house. When they break down the door, the Nazi soldiers with American guns blazing, perhaps blazing, sometimes they just kick you off to live in a concentration camp. These allegations I'm making are all 100% correct. Without exception, I know what I'm speaking. These are demonic enemies of us all, these people who work at Fox News. Every single one of them works to deceive you. All of them try to convince you that it's okay to kill innocent civilians because you're fighting terrorist behaviors. And what is the terrorist crime? They're trying to get a political situation where Israel can victimize the innocent and treat you as an unworthy participant in the human struggle. And if you disagree with that, anybody who supports Hezbollah's cause, they've in fact, these demon enemies of Jews everywhere, have just recently come out forward to say this, anybody who supports Hezbollah in any way, they're going to come and kill. I encourage my Jewish brothers and sisters to load your guns, hunt the Bushite down to the ends of this earth. Zionism is antithetical to the Jewish religion. It don't matter who you are, everybody knows that, and that's the game they play. I know people who work at CBC National News. They're not really heavily into trying to save the world or anything, but they want to do a responsible job for our communities. They're forbidden. If you step too far, they just fire you. You've got no ability for recourse. You've got the Broadcast Standards Act. Look at what I'm saying to people. Bush did 9/11. Don't you think the Broadcast Standards Council would be demanding these news agencies represent our interests, represent the interests of our soldiers? In fact, the crown in my case, you guys know I'm going to be going to prison, right? If you can't find it within yourself to offer me any defense whatsoever. But the crown in my case, there's four of them. It's just the biggest case in Canadian history. No newspapers want to talk about it. No newspapers across Canada. The biggest case in Canadian history, and they don't want to mention it. Why? Because I speak out for the interests of Canadian soldiers. I speak out for the interests of Canadian families. Nobody at any newspaper is going to disagree with that. That's why they won't let me speak. That's why I can't get on with George Norrie. George Norrie wants to kill American Marines. He wants to do it while smiling because he knows they don't have the virtuous strength within themselves intellectually to defend the American flag. George Norrie knows that American soldiers are being sacrificed while Bush escapes his rightful execution for the crimes he committed in New York City against us all, especially myself. You know, these people that you're murdering in my name, I cannot further stand by silently while you plead ignorance on this subject matter. George Norrie knows for sure, guaranteed, without doubt, that Bush's business partner funded 9/11's mastermind ringleader, Muhammad Atta. He knows that, but forbids you as a soldier to know. He'd rather watch you die. See, now, George Norrie is one of two things, sir. He's a coward, right? Or he's a fucking enemy, man. He wants you dead for the neocon. He doesn't want you to support the FBI. These newspapers don't want you to support the FBI either. They're making a ton of cash. Huge amounts of money. $50,000 for a full-page ad. Each day, they get these ads. You know, millions and millions of dollars are being pumped into these places. So they might not necessarily directly support Bush in his murder rampages against the people in Lebanon because they don't see those people as a part of our family. But they'll forbid an individual like me to speak because I also address other crimes that are detrimental against our families here in Winnipeg. We have all these soldiers here in Winnipeg today that I try to reach. You know, I stop them on the street whenever I can. You know, and this is the thing that people don't understand. People, there are reasons to fear the Bushite. But most soldiers, even though they're stupid, they're not fucking pure Nazi evil. Okay, you could stop them on the street and go, look, did you know the FBI alleged General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta? And he's working with the Bush administration on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy? We need real men to stand up for our community presently. Because Fox News is going to viciously attack your rights to be free in this world. They're going to viciously attack these innocent people in Lebanon, suggesting they deserved it because they need to be taught a lesson. That freedom does not reign on this planet. You cannot demand your rights to be a free citizen in this world because Fox News forbids it. George Norrie forbids it. You know, and all these guys are multimillionaires. You think George Norrie's got no cash? He's getting paid millions of dollars to shut your mouth. You don't get to speak, soldier. He's going to watch you fucking die for lies while fighting to prop up this government in Afghanistan that practices Sharia law. These are all the most vicious elements that we associated to the Taliban are alive and well in the new regime being protected by the American Patriot Warrior. He's a fucking coward. You fucks, man. You have to wake up and you have to defend ourselves. I need your support. I got two accusers. They're both Bushite. They never speak publicly. They, you know, but whatever. They do this shit behind the scenes to put me for real in prison. You know, they know that Bush did 9/11 and yet still will support the demon Antichrist, will still support the death of our soldiers who don't know any better. These officers do know better, so-called officers. You know, and they'll work with a corrupt crown. When I asked the crown, this is one of the questions I asked the crown. I said, well, don't you feel that you have a responsibility to serve the interests of Canadian soldiers? You know what she said to me? She said, don't be ridiculous. That's what she said to me. Don't be ridiculous. Her responsibility, there's four crowns in my case, but their responsibility is to defend justice for Canadians. No fucking concern. They know the free press isn't going to defend ourselves. The free press isn't going to defend our soldiers. They're going to lie to our soldiers. They're going to work to deceive them and have them die for no better good. Have them die for tyrannies around our globe. Still, in this shit paper we have in this city, support the indiscriminate murder of innocent people in Lebanon. These people do not deserve to be murdered. Perez the devil will tell you it's Hezbollah that's dropping the bombs. It's Hezbollah's fault that these people are being murdered. No, it's not Hezbollah's fault. How can that be? Why don't they just murder people in New York City? Get back at Hezbollah that way. You know, they say Hezbollah has received money from Iran, so it's Iran's fault. Well, Israel is completely funded by the American taxpayer. You look back in the history of newspapers, nobody ever comes out of that industry doing anything for anyone. Name a remarkable person that's come out of the newspaper industry. You know, very, very rare. Mostly what they're centered on doing is robbing from our community. Here in Winnipeg, they steal literally, I don't even know what the total is. It's millions and millions of dollars from our community through the lottery corporations. And in return, they forbid to allow our communities to know how we're being rooked by crooks. And it's the premier of the province who's stepping out and has in the past to try to tell people he can't even communicate to us. You know, if he takes a public position, a direct stand to try to defend our community, the free press will turn against him and we'll get another Nazi fascist in power next turnaround. And we know, Winnipeggers know what these demons do to us. They steal our public assets. We had a poll in Winnipeg. 86% plus of the people said, do not give away our public utility services. Why? Nobody agrees to that. And even that number was bogus because it was created by the right-wing junta of the day. You know, and so everybody, according to their own polls, if you're going to go for democracy and freedom, we're opposed to them giving away our assets. But they did anyway. And that's the threat that the premier of this province faces. He has a hard time convincing Manitobans to try to take a stand for ourselves outside of the controls of the Winnipeg Free Press and Winnipeg radio station CGOB. They're Nazi fascist enemies. All they do is advocate the murder of innocent people, Israel, the Zionist cause, and everything Hitler was about, everything the Nazis did. What is the difference between the crimes they're committing in Lebanon with the crimes that Hitler committed? These are the same fucking... In fact, they were likely connected to the very same individual who committed those crimes that we thought we defeated. But of course, if you're familiar with history, you know that in fact we didn't. You know, it's Bush's grandfather who was Hitler's banker. But you know, I know, no matter what happens and is spoken truly and understood by 99.99999% of us, when it comes to Lebanon, for example, all people agree. You look it up yourself, don't take my word for it. We can see Fox News is never going to cover the facts because they know the Bush junta did 9/11. They know that video footage shows WTC Building 7 coming down with explosives. They know that. You think they don't know that? Type bin Laden in a search engine. these demon enemies, these terrorist experts they put on there are enemies of us all. You cannot hide from this information, particularly when you claim to be an expert in the field of terrorism as it stands currently. With whatever, it doesn't matter what example you use, you can see how they purposefully work to deny your rights to be free in this world. They do not want you to stand up proud in defense of the American Marines. No, they'll let it go that Aegis's official financial position is to get Marines killed for a quick fucking dollar. They can even say it publicly and brag about it because we all realize and witness day to day. A lot of people don't know this. It's never on the news. You talk to these soldiers, they have no soul. There's no honor, no virtue, no manhood. You're told by your commander to indiscriminately shoot just men or boys between 10 and 55. You can kill any of these guys. And the soldiers, I know from what I've researched so far, there's only 15 individuals in the entire American military forces that need to be executed for those offenses. There's only 15 demon enemy Bushite commanders. They need to be tried and they need to be executed. But that's the thing. There's no men in the Marines to defend their own fucking brothers. They know these Aegis Nazi bastards who are, for the most case, aren't even Americans. Right? They're getting paid more than $1,000 a day to gun down innocent civilians. The Iraqi citizenry are well aware of the fact that they dress up in Arab garbs with cars filled with explosives, and this gets the Marine killed. If there's peace in the region, Bush and Rumsfeld can't, or Rumsfeld in particular, can't misallocate or make disappear $10 billion a month. But again, that requires understanding. That requires wisdom in realizing how you're so easily deceived. Generally speaking, the public at large, but when we look at the grunt, we know they have so very little virtue to speak of. They can't even speak in the defense of women and children that were slaughtered by the Haditha fucking Nazi fucking enemies. What, can't anybody kill these four guys and anybody who supports them? You know, it's as clear as day what they did. They confessed to the whole thing. They said, yeah, that's regular fare. That's what they do. They murder women. They murder children that are no threat to anyone. And they think they're going to walk away from this and paint the Marines in that brush to say all of them are like that. There ain't no honorable Marines whatsoever. You know, like Lieutenant Boudreau, he rapes children. You go, yeah, but so what? You know, there's a few bad apples. Well, kill it. Don't let him walk away. You know, they're saying that soldiers are unaccountable to any rules of law in Iraq. Now, Maliki, you know, he's got some good spots in his tenure, and then he's had some bad spots. Why can't you just demand some justice? Maliki, can't you just say, we want people to be accountable to rule of law? If you're committed to freedom, you don't want satanic, lawless disciples of the demon Antichrist roving over your country indiscriminately shooting people. These Nazi demon enemies of Christ need to be hunted down religiously. Anybody who works at Aegis, every single employee at Aegis knows that their function is to get Marines killed for a quick fucking dollar. And remember, soldier, Marine, I'm talking to you. Remember, these little Nazi fuckers are getting paid more than $1,000 a day. They get the best equipment. You know, you fucking, you're even denied the best equipment. Right? Say, oh, no, it's no good. It doesn't even work, man. Put on this piece of shit. No, or put on nothing. And fucking get paid $40. What is it, $40 a day, minus expenses. No, I don't have to tell you, if you're at all fucking literate, but of course we know, the Bushite grunts, very few of them can read or write, but if you understood a little bit of what's going on, soldiers come home, you get bills in the mail, my friend. $19,000. You lost a leg, you got fucking major fucking medical bills to pay. And then when you die, Marine, I'm speaking to you, when you die, Your wife or your family's been promised $400, you know, or $400,000, you know what they get? Zero! No fucking money at all! Because your brother that's standing right beside you as a Marine isn't man enough to defend you now while you're alive! Never mind after you're dead! These soldiers are being fucking hospitalized left, right, and center. All kinds of fucking head trauma. You don't care. So what? We gotta fight a war. Against who? Bush did 9/11. Fox News enemies don't want you to know what's truly transpiring. They want you to turn against the FBI, to have no virtuous conduct in your military affairs, and to be the bad guys, enemies to us all. You defend America by defending the FBI. You defend America by demanding evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. It's the simplest principle in the universe. What can't you fucking comprehend?
Hello, John. Hey, guys, how's it going? Hey, what's on your mind? Oh, I got something that just totally freaked you out, so I'm gonna attempt to take over your show, but I'm going to take it over where you guys have a free opportunity to respond. Here's something to consider. Here's something to consider regarding Israel. They're suggesting that Israelis have been kidnapped, they're justified in punishing the infrastructure, for example, in Lebanon.
Okay.
And they say, well, because these people are connected to Hezbollah. Well, the Israeli government has a great many people kidnapped in prison without any evidence against them. In fact, as Perez was saying on Larry King the other day, they were prepared to release tons of these guys who are behind bars without any evidence against them. So in my mind, Israel is saying that you would be justified in attacking their civilian populace because their government has refused to defend the interests of those innocent people they're holding captive. Now, the problem is people say, well, that means you're against, you should attack Jewish people. And I go, no. I go, the Israeli government isn't a Jewish state. A Jewish state, the religion itself, dictates by its very simple edict, is that you treat other people as you would wish to treat yourself. So you wouldn't put innocent people behind bars, you wouldn't steal an innocent person's home, and you wouldn't indiscriminately target people on the road as they're doing, who are driving trucks. They say, well, it could have been a Hezbollah missile carrier, or it could have been an American fleeing the scene. Irregardless, they'll kill anybody who's driving a 4x4 or a pickup in Lebanon. Like, they're committing crimes that they say would justify what Hitler did to the Jews, to say this is what the Jewish state does. And I would argue that that's not what Jewish people do. In fact, they're antithetical to what Jewish scripture teaches.
So what should we do about it?
I say we should take a stand for our fellow men, irrespective of what country they're from, and say free innocent prisoners. If you've got no evidence against these people, they're innocent no matter what religious philosophy you claim they hold. Like they're saying, people in Lebanon, there's a chance that they probably support Hezbollah and these people deserve it because of whatever. We wouldn't say that to Jewish people. We wouldn't say all Jewish people hold the Israeli governmental decisions as their own. So
that's kind of like saying that all the people in America, we support George Bush and we support
right.
their administration.
Yeah. You understand exactly what I'm saying. That's excellent. That's exactly what I'm getting at, is that they're punishing innocent people, and it, these are what you would refer to as acts of murder, when you're killing people.
Of course. Well, this is war. I mean, and I'm not justifying it at all, but this is the same thing that happened to the United States, dropping bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki because those are innocent people, and they must support their government, so we should kill them all. I mean, it's just nutty.
Yeah, well, yeah, and in Japan, I mean, I don't want to get us off track, but I mean, in Japan, too, they were ready to surrender. Like, as you said, those were crimes. But to know that you, as an American citizen, are providing them bunker busters, which contain radioactive toxic waste, which Israel is very happy to get a hold of.
American citizen, I try to avoid paying as many federal taxes as possible. Thank you for the call. We appreciate
right.
hearing from you.
Okay.
And anyone else that cares about this sort of thing really should try to.
So what is this American Dream Initiative? Well, it hasn't been adopted by the DNC, led by Howard Dean. Rather, this proposal comes from a centrist think tank called the Democratic Leadership Council, or the DLC. The American Dream Initiative, here's what we're talking about.
So he's going on to an economic issue, John, as you can hear.
Yeah, cool. Well, how about this? The American Dream Initiative, it would seem that they're going to invest a whole bunch of American money into that project. Why don't they instill the values of what America's supposed to be, like with the Constitution? A person who's accused of a crime without any evidence is innocent. So you want to defend freedom by defending people who are accused of crimes without any evidence. So that would go against things such as Guantanamo. So if you're living up to the aspirations of the American Dream, you would go to defend people that are innocent, not persecute them. So maybe that would be a better way of allocating those monies instead of going into those directions he was talking on.
You say persecute. What's wrong with prosecute?
Well, persecute is like prosecute. Well, prosecute would be legitimate if it was through a judicial system that was fair, you know.
Which is what we now have the Supreme Court order to be made the law of the land.
Well, they made it. That's good. It is good that they've done that, but they put in an exception. The exception is if Congress passes a law to trump what they've said. So there is an opportunity for Congress to sort of trump those positions. But we know already from the lawyers that are there that, you know, in many cases, and even in the cases of the people that were there for several years and then finally released, they actually had no evidence against them at all. You know, these are just people. In one case, it's just a guy they picked up off the street in Afghanistan, or Pakistani intelligence officers would kidnap people and get a reward. I think it was $22,000 per captive. So they just kidnap somebody, say it's Al-Qaeda, and get $22,000 in exchange. And then only years later do we discover, well, the guy's really not guilty of anything, and maybe perhaps we should let him go finally. But that there was against the principle of American justice, where you need to have at least probable cause. Don't just say he's Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah. Is he a part of some criminal offense? Well, I mean, those are different questions. But in the case of the individuals, some of them that were arrested at Guantanamo, we found out after years of them being behind bars that they weren't actually guilty of anything. Now, how many others are like that? The Supreme Court is fighting to have us discover, and hopefully, you know, that will succeed. But they've also stated in their finding that all you got to do as the Congress is just trump this by passing some new regulations. So they've given an open door to the Bush administration on how to, not an open, well, a door open as to how they could remedy it and still deny these individuals their fair day in court. But you got to remember, a lot of people in corporate America, or just corporate, or just America in general, will still say they're the worst of the worst. These are the worst terrorists imaginable. We can never let them go. And yet, none of those conclusions have been found by law. They're just suggestive states that other people have indicated without evidence, without understanding. And that's what the Constitution is that you want to actually understand whether you're fighting for the good cause or the bad cause, the right cause, just cause, or doing something totally against the interests of the rights of all people by persecuting someone you should know to be only innocent.
If Congress passes a law that denies probable cause and it turns out to be extra constitutional or unconstitutional, they wouldn't have the power to trump the Supreme Court. It would simply be declared equally unconstitutional.
Right. Well, that's what I figure too. But have you heard the fact that the in the Supreme Court decision, which I understand is like 78 pages, there's quite a few pages in there. There has been some coverage in there on them giving suggestions on how they can or how the Bush administration or Congress specifically can thwart. Well, perhaps they can't. Like you say, there will be constitutional challenges open now for the fact that the Supreme Court has stepped out that far. But, I mean, if we look at 9/11, the FBI alleged that Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. Muhammad Atta was the alleged mastermind ringleader. The FBI followed a wire transfer from Muhammad Atta to General Mahmoud Ahmad. So General Mahmoud Ahmad is the guy you got to arrest if you're going to support justice and the pursuit of the actual criminals by following the crime scene leads to the real murder scene. But the guy's still not arrested. He's walking around free because he's got ties to the Bush administration. In fact, he was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. So I don't know why. Pardon me?
This general is who now?
His full name, well, is Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad. His last name is spelled A-H-M-A-D, and the FBI followed a wire transfer from Atta. You remember Atta. He was alleged to be the top guy from 9/11.
Yeah.
They followed a wire transfer from Atta's personal bank account, and the wire transfer was made by Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmad. Now, CNN reported it. When the FBI originally came out with the confirmation that this, in fact, was true, CNN reported on it. The Wall Street Journal reported on it.
But I'm asking you, who is
he? Oh, he was the head of the ISI in Pakistan. So he's almost practically, a lot of people allege, essentially an appointee through the CIA. But we don't know. I don't know specifically what the evidence is to allege that that's in fact true, but we do know he was the director of the ISI, and as soon as it was disclosed that he funded the terrorist mastermind who put the whole, or was in part responsible for putting the whole thing together, one of the few people who really knew it was all planned to transpire, as soon as that was disclosed to the public through the likes of CNN, he resigned his post, and that was in the newspapers too, that he decided to resign. But he was never arrested, and he's the primary terrorist funder to the whole event in question. Just like I said to you earlier when you were asking me before about the kidnapped Israeli soldier, if we want to go after the 9/11 perpetrators, we want to go after the guy who funded the operation, that's for certain. And I think people are, generally speaking, pardon me?
Yes, you were saying.
Well, I was just going to say that, generally speaking, what ends up happening, unfortunately, is people who are managing our national news affairs find out about it. And CNN, like I said, they did report on it. You can get it on their website. But as soon as you find out the details of that, it becomes very fearful. People start all of a sudden realizing that soldiers' lives have been sacrificed. Lots and lots of people have been essentially bombed to oblivion. And we've been horribly deceived away from the crime scene and not in support of FBI officers. Now, what about those FBI officers? Are we going to leave them to go out alone in the dark by themselves? No support from the public in respect to the job they did to the best of their abilities? They're not left-wingers. They're not right-wingers. They're just following the crime scene leads and discovered that this is the guy who funded the operation to begin with. So these are officers that deserve the Medal of Honor. These are officers that deserve the highest accolades American can bestow to any fellow citizen. But instead, you know, we got individuals like myself who try to engage the system and try to get people to look into this information for themselves and realize, you know, justice is important. The Constitution is important to uphold, and so are those functions of justice to protect ourselves. If we accuse people of crimes without any evidence, who's going to follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scenes? You know what I'm saying? Similarly with the soldier who was kidnapped, they're not following him into Iran. They said that's where he went. Do you have a way to conclude that that's so, or are you just making stuff up in your head? And that's the situation that we had after 9/11, where whether Bin Laden played a part in it at all, whether he did or didn't, it still remains that the guy who funded is walking away. He's not arrested, and he's doing his own thing. And people are fearful, I think, because you realize that that means that some elements of the Bush administration would have had to have been partially culpable for the terrorist action that occurred, primarily because the General Mahmoud Ahmad was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11, and as Jim McCleskey reported at MSNBC, that was the same date that they were working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy. Now, Jim McCleskey at MSNBC got the actual top-secret presidential directive war strategy documents provided to him anonymously, and he's reported on that himself, that he's got documents outlining their strategy to get into Afghanistan, dated 2 days prior to 9/11, the time the general's at the White House, and the general is also the same individual that George Bush himself, the President of the United States, sends General Mahmoud Ahmad to the Taliban in Afghanistan to let them know no evidence will be brought against the accused. Otherwise, an innocent man in Christ or an innocent man in Allah, and you would be going against the Quran if you wanted to persecute or prosecute someone who claims they're innocent, and we're giving you no justification for the accusations we're leveling against them. So as they're being fundamentalists, Muslims, the Taliban were, they're forbidden by their religion to prosecute someone they only know to be innocent. And in a true sense, if there's a God in this world, in a true sense, they were supporting the American people. They were holding the American flag up high and proud when they said, well, we're going to have some evidence to form your conclusions. Otherwise, we're not going to hand them over. But that's exactly what they wanted. By giving no evidence to the Taliban, they knew that they would be forbidden by their religion to hand them over, and that would give them a justification for getting into Afghanistan. Their intended reasons for putting their plans together to begin with. Again, put together, finalized 2 days prior to 9/11, worked on with the general who not only funds the terrorists, but he's also the guy who tells the Taliban that no evidence will be brought against the accused. Finally, FBI officers interviewed by ABC News shortly after 9/11, and you can get this on the internet too at abcnews.com, they said that they were contacted by the Bush administration immediately after 9/11 and were told in no uncertain terms that all investigations regarding 9/11 were now officially closed. One of the officers has spoken out publicly saying that he's being threatened to be arrested because he'd be jeopardizing national security interests if he speaks publicly on what he knows about 9/11. And again, and he even cried. He spoke at the national press conference, that officer. He's crying to America, and people don't hear him. They hear him, saying, come on. He doesn't talk too much because he can be threatened with arrest. But ABCNews.com, they have the website, or the interview with the FBI officers telling them that the investigations will be officially closed. And lastly, very lastly, Tom Daschle was interviewed by Tim Russert, and that's again Tim Russert on MSNBC. Tim Russert interviewed Tom Daschle, and you can get the transcript available for this also. Tom Daschle told Tim Russert that immediately after 9/11, he was contacted numerous times by George Bush and Cheney personally, encouraging Tom Daschle to work with them to close outstanding criminal investigations regarding the true perpetrators of the terrorist crimes of 9/11. Now, if we can't rely on Tom Daschle or ABC News or Jim Mikuszewski or CNN or FBI officers, who can we rely on? It's only Bush who commands our faith. Faith to not believe in the Bible or the Constitution or the flag, but to believe in whatever.
Another line, John.
Okay, so what's that?
Hold on.
Your plans.
You know, Mom, there's a Bank of America by the music store in the mall.
Yeah, nice try.
I got about 30 seconds, but go ahead and finish it.
Well, I think that was about it. It's just that if we want to support justice for America and be outstanding patriot warriors or citizens, we want to support the FBI's conclusion that they found by following the evidence trail, no bias present, that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded the terrorist actions of 9/11. He needs to be arrested, tried, give him a lawyer, no torture, and prosecute, and save America's soul by going after the true evildoers who did us wrong back there in New York City on 9/11. Can't let these guys walk away.
I'm sorry?
We can't let these guys just walk away.
Oh, yeah, right.
So how are we going to do it? It's only through guys like radio stations like yours who commit to open, free dialogue. Like, anybody disagree with Tim Russert or Jim Mikuszewski or CNN or FBI or the FBI officers who have done these investigations, nobody's going to disagree with them because, they're just doing their jobs. And they're not trying to promote instability. They're trying to promote strength and virtue and courage.
Truth out there.
Right, but how can we do it if people are too afraid? Or people, if we look at history, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with it. I mean, we see all throughout history.
Don't have time to go ahead.
Okay, I know, but it's a serious challenge that we have a real responsibility to try to work at to improve ourselves by protecting these officers, man. We have to try. So look into it. Ahmad, A-H-M-A-D, General Ahmad. Look it up, man, and contribute to the cause.
Well, I'll take a look at it. I appreciate all the info you gave.
All right, Gary.
All right. Well, thank you again, John. I'm sure we'll hear from you again sometime.
There's another show on in a couple hours, right?
Yeah, Brian Stiebel will be in here.
Yeah, I've spoken to him before. He's, from what I remember, most of the guys there are what you would call sort of right-wingers, but they are open to challenge anyway, right? Especially Brian, right?
I don't know how open to a challenge he is, but that shouldn't stop you from challenging.
We're trying, yeah.
We're trying, that's right.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck with that, John. And like I say, we'll talk again.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Listening online, eh?
No, actually, I get you a little sporadically over my radio. It's a miracle radio, I guess. It's one of the older models.
Now, how hot is it back there?
Oh, it's, it's pretty hot.
What do you got? Yeah, you at 90 there in Winnipeg?
Conversions, yeah, I think it's over. No, we're maybe higher than that. I might be nearer something like 97 or something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Pretty hot.
So what's your take on this thing? Welcome to Cairo.
Okay, thank you. I hope we can not become it. I want to be your friend. All I want to do is talk about the way I'm viewing this, and it's different from yourself. And I've met people that have different views from my own, and I've learned from where they're coming from. But I see this in a different running late. There's a couple points I'd like to make, but I'll just start on one or two. I mean, they're suggesting that it's a terrorist action to shoot missiles into Haifa. Well, just today, they're bombing residential communities in Beirut because they say, well, it's the Hezbollah. You cannot distinguish Hezbollah from Lebanese. So, I mean, is that a terrorist act or not? You go, well, I don't know. You know, they say...
Let's stop and let me answer, John.
Sure.
I'll let you respond.
Okay, sure, sure.
I think the difference between Haifa and the wherever in Lebanon is that in the areas that Israel is firing into, and yes, they're killing civilians, there's no doubt about that, they are shooting into an area where Hezbollah does things like they put an armed depot, they hide their missiles inside an apartment complex that contains civilians. And their facilities are included in the civilian population. That's not true in Haifa. That's not true in Nazareth. The Israelis don't do that.
Okay. Well, that's what they're telling you. But we have eight Canadians were murdered working at a healthcare clinic, and there was no. And so they're asking us to say, prove that a missile didn't come from there. So it should be the other way. We should be able to say, prove that a missile did come from there. You know, like that's the thing. They're bombing apartment blocks. Even if there was such a thing as a missile coming out of some apartment block, show us the evidence. There are thousands, I guess, now of apartment blocks and residential communities that they've hit. And clearly, even if they were killing one Hezbollah, the fact that all these innocent people are dying as murder victims shows that the respect for human life is from my perspective, okay, is wanting. I mean,
let's stop there, John.
Sure.
Let's compare the two.
Sure.
Okay. Israel is using targeting weapons, and they are not just randomly firing missiles into Lebanon. They are picking specific targets and going after them. Hezbollah, on the other hand, are taking these missiles, these
Katyusha,
however you say it.
Katyusha, yeah.
Yeah, Katyusha missiles. And those things are, the sole purpose of those is to randomly either A, kill people on the battlefield, which is not how they're being used,
mm-hmm.
or B, to randomly go in and kill innocent civilians.
Right.
There is no targeting involved.
Okay.
They basically fire them off, hoping, against hope, that they will land somewhere and kill a civilian.
Okay.
And those two little boys in Nazareth.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait. If you're going to ask me to pick which one I think is more repugnant, I pick Hezbollah.
Okay, I hear where you're coming from. I totally understand what you're saying. But there, they
disagree with
it. No, I don't disagree with you. I'm saying, okay, but here's what I'm getting at. It's okay, we can...
Let
me just respond to you.
No, slow down.
Okay, come on.
You make your point here, then I
okay.
can traffic real quick.
Okay, okay.
I'll hold you past that. So, make your point here.
Okay, my point is that we can recognize that that's a terrorist defense, but they're also targeting every truck on the road. They're not saying that Hezbollah are in those trucks or cars now they're targeting, now included. But they're saying that anybody who's driving in a truck is likely Hezbollah. So every truck on the road is being hit. So that could be an American father rushing to his family who's trying to get out of the country who get blown up. And we ask them, well, where's your evidence that this person driving in a truck was Hezbollah? They'll say, well, that's not the point. This is a truck on the road that contains the person who's driving it, and that's the victim. So I'm saying that Hezbollah is committing the same crime.
Slow down. I got to put you on hold here, too, John. Your point is well made, but keep in mind that you are dealing with an asymmetrical enemy who their trucks that carry these missiles are tucked in with the rest of the trucks.
Right, all trucks.
Israel is saying, we're attacking... You know, it doesn't surprise me they're taking on trucks.
Great.
Well, to me. All right, we need to do traffic. News Radio 710 Cairo. Real-time traffic. We'll do that with RC Katz. Listening right now. What's going on?
No blocking incidents or stalls in King Pearson, Homish, or Kitsap County. So, good time to hit the roadway if you got to do so. Just seeing a little bit of sluggish in southbound 5 over the Ship Canal Bridge.
Thank you, Lane Archer. It is 92 in the Jet City, which is dang hot. 97 down in Shelton, which is dang hotter. And we are talking about Israel and Hezbollah. Has the conflict in Lebanon gone on long enough? Should Israel withdraw and accept a ceasefire with Hezbollah? I've got John from Winnipeg, Canada. And he's clearly one of David Goldstein's readers because he's a lefty. I can tell that. At any rate, I'm going to ask John a big question here. We'll do that when we come back. And more of your calls at 1-877-710-5476.
This is News Radio 710 Cairo. The news and traffic leader. Winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for the best news coverage in the nation.
A whole night of live and local talk. All right. Would love to talk to you for the whole show.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Maybe I'm next. Ask you a tough question here.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a full chance to respond.
Excellent. Okay.
Obviously, you see wrong on both sides.
Yes.
Any person, thinking person, that looks at war and all of its ugliness does that. But let me just ask you this question.
Okay.
All right. If Israel does not succeed in massively degrading this Hezbollah war machine, which is dedicated to its destruction, then how do we get rid of Hezbollah, if ever?
Well, it's very easy, actually. What you got to do is realize that God's interest is just. Nobody wants to be victimized as the innocent. So even under Allah or Christianity or whatever, you go, look, we don't want to hold people prisoner without any evidence. That would be persecuting the innocent. So Israel's position is that, yes, indeed, they hold more than 1,000 people behind bars without charge. So in their prisoner, they're saying that people who kidnap individuals...
favor, John.
What?
I only have about 10 minutes of talk time.
Right. Jeez, okay.
Make the point.
Well, we have to fight
What is the answer to the question?
All people will be convinced that it's in God's interest to fight for just causes. Do not persecute the innocent. Do not...
John.
The Hezbollah will go for it.
John, I don't have time for this.
Okay, quicker. Here's the quicker answer.
I need a very straight answer. If Israel does not degrade Hezbollah's military capability, if they do not do this, what are you going to suggest be done to stop Hezbollah from destroying Israel?
Release all innocent prisoners who aren't charged with a criminal offense.
That will solve the problem?
For sure. They'll have nothing to bitch about. If you say, look, we're only going to persecute people we can convict for criminal offenses. If we say...
I think you are absolutely
correct.
Dreaming, and I also think you don't have...
Jeez, that was going so well.
You want to finish the Lebanese? You want to destroy Lebanon? This is the peace that they are talking about, killing children. One of the children that was killed this night is 1 day old. This is the job they want to finish.
Joining us on the phone is IDF spokesman Captain Eric Snyder. And Captain, the first question has to be, why would you show us video that's 8 days old when clearly we know that you videotape every mission? Why not show us the mission that happened early this morning?
Well, I think that there are a couple reasons to keep in mind. First, it's important for us to establish the precedent that this area is an area in which there have been a number of attacks on Israel. As a matter of fact, we know of more than 150 missiles that have been fired from this small village itself. So it's important to establish the precedent that this does occur in this village.
Well, I hear there's lots of crime that takes place in New York City. Perhaps Israel would suggest us take down a couple schools. Well, they're filled with our kids. Teach us a lesson about the struggle we have to defend ourselves as the innocent, and how evidence is a prerequisite, a requirement to form our conclusions on something. No, they tell us somebody in that town shot a Katyush rocket or 150 rockets from that location vicinity, which includes the entire village, entire place. Everybody lives in that location, according to what evidence they're able to provide ourselves, deserves to be murdered. Because somebody shot a rocket from that location into a nation whose governmental policy is to purposefully, no accident, purposefully victimize innocent people, steal their property, to get them mad so American taxpaying Christians can give them money to beat us down, to teach us this lesson over and over again. Those are your children. Those are my children. Those are Jewish children. If you were really Jewish, you'd know that to be so. But you have this defense spokesperson speaking to you about how they deserved it.
The second thing is that we want to be very responsible. We want to make sure that we conduct a thorough investigation. Obviously, there are a lot of questions right now.
Yeah, the first question we have is show us the evidence you have that indicates the rocket came from this location. He doesn't have it. That's why he's giving these, the whole town really kind of deserves to be murdered, actually. He's pushing for that because they know they don't have any evidence, you know, and that these children, he's going to try to get you convinced that, you know, they kind of deserved it. They should have ran for their lives earlier in their trucks when we were picking them off and driving down the roads.
We are very, very sorry about the civilians who were killed today. It's a tragic incident, and we certainly regret that, and we try to avoid these things.
Now, what is it that they are trying to avoid? They're trying to avoid these embarrassments of clearly being caught indiscriminately murdering people? Or are they trying, actually, to not murder innocent people? Or steal an innocent person's home? Or torture an innocent child? Or steal an innocent person's farmland, or steal an innocent person's medical supplies, you know, a charity.
But there is an investigation going on. We want to be responsible in our investigation, and while we may score a couple PR points by putting out some footage about that attack from last night, today it's more responsible to look at the footage, do the work that we have to do internally, and then address these issues later on.
Captain, we were told that the rocket launcher was actually behind the building. You've got precision missiles. Why not target the rocket launcher? Why target the building? And secondly, you must know, because I know you have great intelligence in there, you must have known there may have been people inside this building.
Well, first of all, we do try and target, you know, the source of the threat, if that's the launcher. If there's a headquarters, if there are directions that are coming from these places, then we may have to target the building as well. And we also saw footage of the launchers that they actually go into buildings. When it comes to the issue as far as knowing whether or not there were people, obviously we did not know that there were innocent people there. In that area of Lebanon, we've been communicating with residents for days now to leave those areas, especially if you know that there's Hezbollah around. If you know that there's terror emanating from your apartment building, you should leave your apartment building. We have sent out flyers. Also, there have been a number of other attacks in this village over the past few days. The vast majority of people have left this community. It was very clear to anybody who was sticking around that it's a dangerous area and they needed to leave. We did not know that there were innocent people in this building, but the Hezbollah certainly did, and they took advantage of it.
Okay, so that's a very serious allegation. He's giving you zero evidence to indicate they were justified in bombing the building, and then tells you Hezbollah has taken advantage of it. They knew those people were there, and yet provides no evidence whatsoever to indicate any missiles have come from this location. Maybe even the entire town. Show us one video coming out of this town. Show us just one video. Nothing. And everything is videotaped, right? They'll just show us what they want us to see. And he'll allege, as they've done repeatedly, that it's Hezbollah that's killing those children. Perez the devil, in fact. You know, I was going to do a big thing on Perez. I've already done two of my broadcasts have taken two separate recordings of Perez. But he's done this over and over again, and I was going to do another one, and I thought, it's always the same. Perez is always saying the same crap. You know, it's Hezbollah's fault that they're bombing innocent children. Doesn't make any sense, you know, because they're liars. They're demon liars. You know, Perez, the words that come out of his mouth show you what it is. He's an enemy of creation, an enemy of freedom, an enemy of democracy. People who voted in this country in their democracy, according to Perez the devil, deserve rightly to be murdered because it's Hezbollah that's actually committing those crimes, those terrorist offenses. That's Hezbollah that's doing that. They deserve it in Lebanon because that's what happens when you don't stand up for the rights of innocent people. And as I've indicated at the beginning of this broadcast, it all emanates from the demon Antichrist. There is a real Antichrist. I know I don't want to freak you guys out too much. There is a real son of man, and that's me. There is a God. But you don't have to believe in God to work for the same causes that I work for, or live for, and die for. You die for also. You know, these functions of chaos through order are the human struggle to be free. You know, and I have friends that are sort of atheists. When you actually learn a little bit more about what reality is and the universe, you sense there's intelligence through design. Like, design indicates intelligence. And we can see this with molecular biology, and we've known it for 50 years, and yet people will still say there's a debate there. And there isn't a debate. It's that intelligent people aren't allowed to speak. Darwin is God. Darwin is God. And you look at his Origin of Species book. See, I've talked about this at more length in a previous show, and I find when I speak to people publicly about this, some people are interested, but, you know, so... But Darwin's got it all down, pretty much. And hopefully you can help me before they put me fraudulently into prison. Remember, my two accusers are guys that sit around looking at sicko, twisted child porn on a full-time basis. Okay? They scanned all my... This is what they've done, right? They arrest me for threatening the life of George W. Bush, Rumsfeld, and indirectly, Ariel Sharon. Okay? They take all my... They confiscated all my property, right? Go through... Piece by piece by piece. Ignore all the evidence from the FBI that Bush did 9/11. That's what they've done. Ignore all the evidence that the premier of this province provided me in respect to the criminal enterprise being run out of the Manitoba Lottery Corporation. Ignore that. They have no concern. I've asked the Crown to contact the chief of police. Let's get some investigations going. Let's get these evildoers who are stealing from our community. No. She refuses to contact the chief of police. Refuses to support FBI officers. No, these two Bushite grunts, well, they're not grunts, they're prior grunts. They support the grunt behavior of indiscriminate warfare. They're going to put me in a prison. My trial is coming up. You know, they're not going to let me introduce, they're trying. We'll see how it all goes. You know, court proceedings are rather a fascination, so I can only encourage you to get involved. Come down to Winnipeg. You know, realize the Winnipeg Free Press, no interest. You know? 56,000 people outside the courtroom. Newspaper, we're not talking about it. You know? Yeah, like 60,000-something people come out for the Walk for Jesus. And we can't get more than 116 people to protest the Iraq War way back then. Now things are changing a little bit. So join the fight for freedom. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.